Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Leviticus 21, Psalm 26 and 27, Ecclesiastes 4, and 1 Timothy 6. In Ecclesiastes 3, the beginning of the chapter, I really kind of relate to what he's saying. He's deeply aware of the oppression and the injustices of his day. The author looks out at those who are being taken advantage of and is saddened that they seem to have no one to reach out to them, to comfort them, to advocate for them, as the powerful continue to thrive. It hurts to see might succeed against right. For the author, so much so that he wishes he'd never been born. This is the depths of utter despair. I personally find this pained statement more striking than that of simply those who consider suicide, as tragic as that is. This statement screams so much to the depths of a sorrow that hits so deep that it wishes to not only end it all, but sees all past joys as not enough to value ever having lived. That's deep pain. The weight of the great miseries of life can feel too hard to bear up under. I can tell you personally, in a season of over the past year being very well acquainted with the sorrows of this nation, as I am called out of turning my head and ignoring it all and into the struggle in this country for justice against racism and greed, it can all feel a bit too much at times. There are days when I awaken with a heart so heavy it feels like a miracle to rise and face the day. There are nights when I lie awake in bed wondering what God may be thinking at that very moment in regards to the cries of the oppressed. It can all feel so hard. The author here is aware of this pain, and while I do not continue his assertions about the futility and hopelessness of it all, I recognize that it is likely in part because I have the benefit of being on the other side of Jesus and can hope forward for his help whilst gazing back on his work. Another reason is one point that I can agree with this author on. The pain of this life is truly unbearable if one ventures to do it alone. This is the great sadness of those that he empathizes with in the opening of this chapter. They suffer oppression alone with no one to comfort. He says, again, I saw all the oppressions that are done under the sun, and behold, the tears of the oppressed, and they had no one to comfort them. On the side of the oppressors, there was power. There was no one to comfort them. No one to comfort them. Then skipping down, he begins to say something that brings this point home in verse 9 through 12. He says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. In the midst of oppression, community holds you up. Even for those that work to be advocates, those that look to engage the world with God's truth and push back the evils of greed, racism, and all sorts of injustices, we need community. I mean, even the Greek poets of days past knew of the value of community. Homer, in his epic work, The Iliad, said, when two together go, each for the other, is first to think what best will help his brother. But one who walks alone, the wise in mind, of purpose slow and counsel weak we find. Our efforts combined, you guys, are more than simply the sum of each of the parts. There is a multiplicative effect. There is a strength that not only helps sustain the work, but that encourages others to join the struggle, as the joy seen whilst in the midst of the struggle is so attractive because it doesn't make sense. That's the great impact of not just any community, but God's community. A community marked by that third strand, the Spirit of God, that has united the untied and lifts them up when they fall down so that they can battle on again for the sake of those that do not have the same ability to speak up for themselves. Let us pray that we continue to consider the oppressed in our land and in our world, and keep our eyes on our hope, doing this all in the arms of community that journeys with us. Let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you so much that those that are listening to this podcast have been hearing the message that calls them to continue on in the fight for those who can't fight for themselves, and reminds them of the purpose of community, Lord God. I thank you for that same reminder of my life. I thank you for the ways that you use different people to speak into me, to give phone calls, to shoot messages and texts, to encourage, to strengthen as I work. And Lord God, I pray you'd send those same folks to the people that are listening to this podcast right now, so none would feel alone in it, so that they would be empowered to go to those who truly are alone, Lord God. And I thank you that your Holy Spirit empowers us all and goes with each of us. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, if you are one of those who are feeling pricked for this plight of working for those who are in the margins of life, I want to encourage you. That's who we are. That's where the Unshackled Network is. I would encourage you and invite you to check us out at unshackled.network.org. See if there's community that you may want to be a part of. If you're one who wants to really truly engage the heart of God for justice, hit me up at arman@unshackled.network.org. We might have the group, the gathering, the micro church just for you. It's been operating privately for a little over a year now, and we're considering taking it public. But either way, we'd like to have a conversation about inviting you into that. And anybody listening to this, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Go ahead and leave a comment there. Let me know what you're thinking. I'd love some feedback, as well as subscribing wherever you listen, rate it on iTunes, and share it so anybody hears. And I'd love to see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.